a combination of harvest pressure and market uncertainty continues to impact basis, and current levels are signaling farmers to store grain. In northeast North Dakota, Dahlin Farmers Elevator Manager Mike Cradiville says soybeans have been hard to move. In addition, it's hard for farmers to profit, with local soybean bids hovering around the $6.50 mark.
Right now, we're $1.90 on soybeans. Bases are going up because the elevators are getting to the point where they don't know what to do with them. It's hard to move. I think the farmer is going to have to find bin space, and hopefully these markets come back and it recovers. But right now, it's pretty gloom, and it's not a bumper market. You know, we're in the mid-650, 656 area, so that's pretty tough to make money at that price.
Cradiville says no delayed price storage options are being offered at Dahlin Farmers Elevator. In addition, bin space at several other local elevators is being kept for only cash or contracted soybeans. Therefore, some farmers may be limited on storage options.
I don't think we're the only elevator in the area doing it. I know there's a few east here that are offering some storage programs, but I imagine that'll get swallowed up pretty quick with the lack of everyone else not offering storage. So there was a pretty decent yield on wheat, and a lot of the wheat went to the bins. Canola's going to the bin because the market's not the best on canola, and I think they're just going to run out of bin space, you know, eventually. So some of them just probably won't have an option. They'll have to haul some in and get what they get.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.